USA News, I'm Danny Moffitt. Heavy winter weather is expected to make its way into the Great Lakes region well into the holiday weekend. Brandon Hoving with the National Weather Service says look for a hefty amount of snowfall, especially in Michigan.
Many locations across the Lower Peninsula and really even the UP have a very good shot of receiving a foot or more of snow. Some locations, certainly in the Upper Peninsula, could get much more than that. Even our western lakeshore, much more than a foot.
Illinois, Minnesota, and Iowa are also expected to get somewhere between 6 and 12 inches of snow, with the storm moving into some of those states as early as tomorrow. There's also a good chance the storm will be affecting air traffic throughout a big portion of the country through the holiday weekend. Cities as far south as Houston and Orlando could be well below freezing, and for many in the Midwest, this may be the coldest Christmas in nearly 40 years. A Superior Court judge in Maricopa County in Arizona has said that he will allow portions of the lawsuit from Republican candidate Carrie Lake, who lost in the gubernatorial race, to go forward. Judge Peter Thompson said that 8 out of the 10 items in her lawsuit complaint will be dismissed, but he will allow one allegation about the printers, also one charge about violations of their election manual regarding the chain of custody, to go forward.
It should proceed to trial. The people should get to see. This is about restoring trust in our election system.
Election-related lawsuits in Arizona do have strict timelines attached to them, and the judge says the two-day trial will begin before January the 2nd. According to the United Kingdom, Russia and Iran had been working out a deal where Russia would give them advanced military components. That's because of all those drones that Iran has already given them. I'm Danny Moffitt.
If your company stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during the challenging time. Now, this is not a loan, and you do not have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at COVIDpayment.com. You heard that correct. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at COVIDpayment.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. That's COVIDpayment.com. COVIDpayment.com.
Wells Fargo is now agreeing to pay $3.7 million to settle federal financial violations.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says the bank's illegal conduct caused financial harm to customers and led to the loss of homes and vehicles. The CFPB ordered Wells Fargo to refund more than $2 billion to affected customers and pay a $1.7 billion civil penalty to a government victims relief fund. For its part, Wells Fargo said the settlement provides clarity and a path forward on termination of the 2018 CFPB consent order. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
The outgoing governor of Nevada wants to make some unprecedented moves regarding the state prisoners that are currently on death row, but a judge has canceled his plans.
Democrat Steve Sisolak wanted to discuss with the Nevada Pardons Board commuting the sentences of the state's 57 people on death row to life without parole. But a judge blocked the idea from even being raised at Tuesday's Pardons Board meeting because it would not give victims enough notice. A voter-approved change to Nevada's constitution says victims are entitled to 15 days' notice before officials may talk about commutation. Sisolak, who lost his re-election bid, leaves office on January 3rd. In Las Vegas, I'm Richard Johnson.
Some extremely cold weather moving in. States like Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, and most of Minnesota, afternoon high temperatures may remain below zero. Danny Moffitt, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.